This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential podcast. This is a bonus episode. I am Elizabeth Benton. It's been a while since I've done an extra episode. We added that third episode a week, the Saturday Q&As, gosh, a few months ago now. And I recorded this episode fully intending to air it in December. But as soon as the conversation started, I knew I couldn't wait. I knew I couldn't wait because you guys just need to hear this. I had a conversation with one of my clients, and again, my full intention was to release it in December. I've got a whole schedule. But when she shared that she feels like she's 100 times happier, that she is far more hopeful, I didn't want to wait because I don't know about you, but I could use to learn from somebody who's feeling 100 times happier, you know, like every day, right? We also had a really interesting conversation about how for a long time she was feeling just ill-equipped for the changes she wanted to make. She would try, she really wanted it, but she didn't feel like she had the tools. She didn't feel like she had what it took to see it through all the way to execution. And that resonates with me so deeply because I wanted to change so badly, more than I wanted anything in my life. But quite frankly, part of the reason I wasn't doing it, a huge part of the reason, was that I didn't have the tools necessary for the journey and I was using the wrong tools. So in this conversation, when she shares that prior to working with me, she felt like she was trying to climb Mount Kilimanjaro in flip-flops, like essentially unprepared, not equipped at all, not going to make it work, right? And now she feels really well-equipped for that climb. And change and growth, it absolutely is a climb. We also had a very powerful conversation about the mindset we take about the journey, because she shared that even though she has the tools now, the journey was still going to suck. The climb was still going to be awful. And I called her out on that because ultimately it's whatever we decide to make it. I'm so excited to share this conversation with you, especially because there's only 3 more days to register for the fall 12 weeks to transformation. We kick off on Sunday, September 29th. It is the last 12 weeks to transformation of the year and an amazing time to really invest in yourself and build that foundation as we go into not only the holiday season, but also a new year and a new decade. If you want to learn more about the 12 weeks to transformation, or you want to register, just go to primalpotential.com/launch. primalpotential.com/launch, LAUNCH, primalpotential.com/launch to grab your spot. And in the meantime, I know you're going to enjoy the heck out of this conversation. I'll see you on the other side.
So where I'd like to kind of kick things off is just with you having you share with me where you were at, what life was like before you decided to say yes to the 12 weeks to transformation. What was happening in your world that led you to make that move?
So it'd been a series of years of discontent. So much like you, I professionally, I'm very successful. Mm-hmm. Very much of an academic. But for the last probably 20, I'm 52. Mm-hmm. For the last 20 years, weight has been a struggle. And I have tried everything. Weight Watchers and, name it. Whole30, Paleo, mm-hmm. Keto, everything. And it worked. Everything worked until it didn't work. Mm-hmm. And it will go back to it. So I hit the 50-year mark. Mm-hmm. Which is always a year of introspection and you know, and I decided I wanted to start making some changes. And I did some of them academically. I got a master's in the field I'm in right now, which is training and education. And I completed that in May. And as that was coming to a completion, it's time to work on me. So I felt I had put in some time and had better clarity on where I wanted to go professionally and academically. And I was like, okay, enough, you know, putting things off. Let me start to work on me and my health and my person. And somehow, I don't know what led me to your podcast, but I think something I bought on Instagram, your post, the memes that you have with the green background and your quotes started to show up. And I loved what you said in those. And that led me to look you up in the podcast. And then I started listening to the podcast and liked those. And then I got the book. And I can tell you the exact moment. I am on a treadmill because I'm, again, everything fits and stops, right? So I start, I will go to the gym for 3 weeks and then stop. And I'm listening to your book on my treadmill, and you're going through the story of the prom dress, how you had, you and your mom, I believe, I might get this correct incorrectly, but you bought it a size small because by golly, I have 6 months. And I'm going to buy it, a size smaller, and I'll fit into it. And of course, the prom comes, and you're not the smaller size. And a couple other things you lead, but that story was a bit of a needle. Was the straw that broke the camel's back for me, because I had just I had bought a dress for my graduation from my master's, and I had bought it a size smaller and 6 months ahead, thinking, well, of course, I'm going to lose the weight. I have six whole months. And and something about you saying that in the book and me just having done that, going, okay, this has to stop. This cycle has to stop. And then that's what triggered the I've been on the fence, and that story, I just heard it at the right time, and it triggered joining. And I joined in April. So I did the first run. I'm on my second one now, right? So I'm on veterans now. That's when I started in April.
And what is different now compared to where you were at then? What's changed for you?
So I would tell you that it's something completely different. I'll be transparent and tell you that I joined strictly to lose weight. That's the only reason I joined. And I thought of your program and I thought of this journey as another diet, which was so wrong at the time. I know that now. I didn't know it then. But my goal was like, I want to lose weight. And here's somebody who's gone through my journey as far as trials and failures, not failures, but things that didn't work before. And she made it work and she's got it now together. And I want that. And I started strictly with the goal of losing weight. And what has been wonderful for me, ironically, I actually haven't lost a tremendous amount of weight, for the amount of time, but I'm 100 times happier now and better prepared to do what I need to do. And I realized that I had, and this may sound weird, but I had to lose weight on the inside. There were so many obstacles mentally, emotionally, the way I approached relationships, my life, the way I talked to myself, the way I would, another story you told that I would do all the time is I would be on, Whole 30, and then I would eat something with dairy at lunch. Well, then that's it. I'm done. Okay. Might as well just have that cheeseburger at lunch because, the day is shot. And it has taken, because it's years of bad habits. So it has in a lot of mentality, but it's taken a while. And the biggest journey for me has been, I am happier in my skin, if that makes sense. I am far more hopeful than I've ever been. I feel I have a plan that I'm better. It's almost like I wanted to climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, and I went in flip-flops before. Now with you, I feel I have like hiking boots and I got a water pack and the journey, you know, the climb's going to suck. It's still going to be awful and it's going to be painful at times. And, you know, if losing weight and exercising every day was a lot of fun, people would do it as much as they eat ice cream. But I feel that I now have, I am armed, I have the right tools, and I have a much higher probability of success, as well as I've learned to enjoy the journey, which I never did before.
That's really amazing. And I want to, there's so many things I want to dive into, but you said you're 100 times happier and far more hopeful. Why do you think that is? What shifted?
So I would tell you that one thing that has shifted is I don't set myself up for failure. So at some of the other benefits of listening to the podcast and going through the program is you've opened the door to books and other, I'm very academic, so I like to study. And you've opened the books to other items and elements and for me. And one of those was Atomic Habits, which I loved.
Yeah.
And I have changed my focus from I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to lose 20 pounds. Because what happened is in the past, I would look at that. And when I didn't, I would feel bad about myself. And I'll be like, well, you can't get it together. And you're so good at this. Why can't you get that together? And now it's not about, it's not that I want to lose 20 pounds. Is I want to be somebody who cares about her health. I want to be somebody who makes choices that are going to make her happy and make me healthy. And sometimes, and I think it's the realization that those are not mutually exclusive. So there are times that I, like tonight, my daughter's coming for dinner. She's a freshman in college, and that's another thing we should talk about. But we're having dinner tonight, and she loves my spaghetti. And it's rare that we get a chance to eat on a weeknight to sit down with her and her boyfriend and me. And it's something, you know, that we always used to do. In the past, I would either blow it out and do like the whole garlic bread and screw it. The night's, you know, it's already messed up. Let me go all out, right? And start again tomorrow. Or I would do the extreme and say, well, you have your spaghetti. I'm going to eat a salad, you know, while you're having my spaghetti. So what I'm doing is tonight, I did turkey meatballs that I made. I did my own marinara sauce. And while they're having noodles, I'm having zoodles. And so we still get the spaghetti experience. We still get to do the sharing. And I still get to, you know, have something fun to eat, but still remaining healthy. So I've learned to find a way to not be as harsh and as critical of myself and find a way to compromise better. And not be in such a hurry. You know, it was always like, it's got to be by this date or it's got to be in 30 days. And it would just make it worse for me.
I love that. One of the other things I wanted to dive into with you is your assertion that it's still going to suck. And I want to say that I extremely strongly disagree with you. And I want to
figure you why.
I mean, I've been on the climb and I've been on the climb and not only with my weight, but with getting out of debt, I've been on the climb building a business. And you're always on a climb. And I will say this, it's the best part of life. Yeah. It doesn't suck. Yeah. It is, there's so much joy in growth and progress and achievement and exceeding your expectations. But here's the thing. If you say, hey, it's going to suck, it's going to be awful, both things you said, like there's a reason that more people aren't healthy. And I'll tell you this, it's because most people haven't experienced how damn good it feels. Not because it's better to be unhealthy. No way in hell. In fact, to your point that like you want to be the kind of person who's healthy, who takes great care of yourself because it's the right thing to do, the people who live that way and are that way now, they don't think it sucks. They think the alternative sucks.
Yeah.
So no, this is where this came from. My experience, but a couple weeks ago, I started a hypnobirthing class, right? Like, you know, to get your mind right for labor, for having a baby. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I chose it is because it's very much aligned with my strong belief in mindset, and what you think about, you bring about. And one of the strong points they made was, you cannot and will not be successful in enjoying labor and having it be a calm experience if you believe that it will be awful and it has to be painful and you just have to endure it and that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. And I get that. Like, that is so true. And the same thing is true here. Yeah. If you have decided it's going to be awful, the climb is going to suck, you're going to enjoy it a whole lot less. And I would really challenge you to let go of that belief, because frankly, you don't know. You haven't done it with this new mindset. You haven't experienced the joy of sustainable progress. I want you to go into it saying, I'm going to make it amazing. It's not any which way other than the way I choose to make it. And whether we're talking about getting out of debt, or we're talking about losing weight, or we're talking about building a business or improving a relationship, it's not inherently awful or wonderful. It is what you decide to make it.
No, and you're absolutely right. And I think what I, and is it, I, and I guess I didn't mean suck as in it's this thing I dread, as much as I know at this point it doesn't come naturally to me. When presented with a choice to, you know, get home from work and go out for a 1 hour walk, or go to the treadmill, or, you know, to the gym, or stay home and watch TV, for years it's always been just stay home, watch TV. So it is very and certainly a well worth effort. Mm-hmm. And I already know, like, it never fails, right? The hardest part is lacing the shoes. Once I get out and I walk and I come back, I feel awesome. But it's getting out the door to the gym. It's getting out, it's putting the shoes on. Mm-hmm. Get out to work out. That's that point of decision making, right? And you've spoken about that as well.
Yeah. And there will be resistance,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
But I want you to maybe retire the story that I know it's going to be suck and the climb is going to be awful. Instead, I won't always want to do it, but it will be so worth it and rewarding.
Yeah. And I have that's the work in progress for me.
Sure.
So I am 100 times better now than I was.
Oh,
six
I believe
months
it.
Ago.
Before oh, I believe met. It. But I would be remiss to have you say it's be awful and the climb is going to suck, and not point out for you that it does. That if we expect that, then we will create that.
Well, that's why you're good at what you do. And part of one of the things I love about having spent this time with you through the 12 week of transformation is you call it how it is. Like, mm-hmm. you don't let people get away with, you do it in a very nice and funny and, you know, courteous way, but you don't let any of us, when questions come in and when we do the feedbacks, chats, the Q&A sessions, I mean, you call it how it is.
Yeah.
And we need that. Or certainly I'll speak to myself. I need that.
And I do too. I do it for myself in my own life all the time. I'll catch myself going to worry or going to fear or going to scarcity. And I have to come right back to the way I want to be and how I want to think. And we just have endless opportunities for that. So I think I'm so inspired by your mindset shift. And I would imagine that a lot of people who hear this will be too, but they'll also be like, I don't know if I can do that. Did you have any feelings like that before the 12 weeks, fear or doubt or lack of belief in yourself?
Oh my gosh. 100%. Absolutely. And they were, again, I'm an engineer undergrad, is my background. So this is data driven beliefs. Like, I have tried a dozen diets and they have all failed. So I can consistently say I have not been able to successfully stay healthy or commit to a healthy habit. Mm-hmm. And I had data to prove it, years and years of data to prove it. And what I realized, and this was what I loved, is because it applied to the way I think, is I wasn't addressing the root cause of the problem. So it's the proverbial Band-Aid on, right? Instead of fixing the problem, you're just putting a Band-Aid.
Right.
A diet is not going to get it done. Which is why, you know, I'm even though, you know, I haven't lost 30, 40 pounds in the last 6 months, but I'm happier because I realize I now know what didn't make it work.
Right.
And I'm better armed to make what I want to be work before. And I have found that those cycles of constant, you know, goals that I kept setting, and I can't tell you the number of gyms I've joined that I've never set foot in, mm-hmm. other than when I signed the paper.
Yeah.
And all this, you know, impetus that at the time, you know, in a moment I signed and I paid and I never used it. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't addressing the issue. The issue was the way I thought about it. And the issue was my mentality and my approach and the way I viewed myself. And a lack of clarity on who I wanted to be. I don't want to be somebody who's 20 pounds lighter. I want to be somebody who's healthy. And I found that there's a big distinction for me in those two statements.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realized that till now. And that's made it. That's one of the reasons that I'm at a happier place, at a much better place, and again feel better armed to go to those affirmations that you know that we do in the journal. Even doing those, like I've started change, you know, and again, there's no right or wrong way, right? You got to do it. You got to practice. That's how you get to it. But my affirmations now is because I want to write a book. I love writing. Mm. And I was lacking the discipline. So my affirmations now are, I am a healthy person. I am a writer. I write my affirmations in that statement because I want to start believing I am that. If I believe and I see myself mm-hmm. as a writer, if I see myself as somebody who chooses health, then my actions will start to reflect that.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big change in the way I approached health from all the times I failed before.
What would you say to somebody who's listening now, who is in that place of doubt that you were in, who has those data-driven beliefs, like, no, I feel this way because I haven't finished things I've started before, because I have quit other things I've spent money on? What would you say to them about the 12 weeks? Like, I know there's thousands of people who are like, yeah, sounds great, but enter fear and doubt. What would you say to them?
Yeah. So I think that the thing that makes this different, and it certainly did for me, is, and as with anything, right? It's you get out of it what you put into it, but you are armed with tools. So you have your journal. You are armed with a very specific, so I'm not trying to do 30 things. I'm mm-hmm. trying to do one thing this week, mm-hmm. and I can handle one thing that I'm trying to get done this week. And in the interaction, there's multiple points of contact. So there's the accountability element of it, mm-hmm. which I think lacks in many other things we try. It's all on us, right? So here's all the info, have fun. This is humanized, because mm-hmm. when you do your chats and when we have obviously the challenge and here's what we want to get done this week in your live chats, these are feedback from people like me who are struggling. And a lot of the questions you get are people saying, look, I can't journal. I've tried and it's not working, or I've tried this and it's not working. And so it's not only give me the information and assume that I know how to apply it, but I'm aware of struggles from others and I'm able to learn along the process of those struggles and then apply that learning. I love, love, love the daily text, audio. I get them on text. The audio coaches, there's 2 minutes. Everybody, I listen to, it's part of my morning routine. I get up, I splash my face, brush my teeth.
Yeah.
And as I'm putting makeup, I listen to it. And it's now part of my morning routine.
Hmm.
And it, you know, and some of them resonate more than others, obviously. But it, you know, it's that constant reminder front and center of that, the fact that this is important, that, and you let us define what that is, because you did not. You know, I started this thinking, and if you look at my first journal, it was all about you know, here's my diet plan today, and here's, you know, low carb fat loss and blah, blah, blah. And now it has gradually, as I realized, no, that's not really what I need. As I learned from others in the program, what I really want to focus on is me, is my approach to life, is my relationships, because those were causing stress, which then led me to eat, which, you know, it's this domino effect. And I love that it you make it yours. And the transformation for some is exercise or diet or relationships or debt or, you know, and that's what made this different. And that constant contact point. And both you and Sarah are fantastic at quick, you know, if I have a question, every time I've sent an email or a post on Facebook, immediate, you know, very quick reply, insightful reply, which is nice to have access to. It's like having a personal coach. It's the cheapest personal coach ever. Right.
I know. Yes. And people do feel like it's expensive, but for what you get, like it's not yes. free, right? It's not cheap, but yes. the value I think far exceeds the price.
Yeah. Well, I didn't pay this money for 12 weeks. I paid you that money for the next 20 years of my life.
Oh yeah.
So I amortize that investment, not over 12 weeks, but I'm amortizing the investment I made over, well, I'm hoping 40 more years of my life, you know? So I'm looking ahead and I'm going, I got another, I'm hoping good, solid 30 years ahead of me, hopefully 40 years ahead of life.
Yeah.
And I want them to be the best they can be. So I'm not spending this money and amortizing it over 3 months or 6 months in my case. Right. I'm amortizing this over the next 20 years and then it's nothing.
Yeah.
And it is a personal, other than having one-on-ones weekly, like truly one-on-ones, which then you would spend 10, 20K on those.
Right.
For the money. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Hands down.
What's been your favorite part of this 12-week process? Is there a specific piece of it you like the best? Has there been a specific challenge that you found the most helpful? Yeah.
So, again, the truth, I've liked many things about it. And one of the things that I've enjoyed the most has been those daily coaching messages. They're short, they're sweet, they're poignant.
Yeah.
And many of them have resonated. I swear it's like you knew what I was going through that day when you taped it. I was like, she's talking to me. So it was, you know, they really hit and I look forward to them. And they, you know, it's just something I look forward to every morning. So that's been a very enjoyable part of it for me. The other, again, I'm a voracious reader. And so you have introduced me to other authors and other books that have then continued to assist me in this journey. And again, The Four Agreements, Atomic Habits, The Miracle Morning, you know, all these books that have just been adding on. Mm-hmm. And other people perhaps are not as academic or they don't like, you know, they're not as big on reading, but I am. So that has been a wonderful introduction to other authors I never would have known about without you. And the most effective, though, I would tell you that perhaps the most effective tool, I didn't always enjoy it, but it's had the biggest impact for me was the journaling part of it. And the journaling has been painful. Mm-hmm. And ironically, I thought it was going to be the easiest part for me because I love writing and I have kept journals since I was 12. Mm-hmm. But journaling has always been for me a reflection of something that happened.
Okay.
And you're asking me to journal about something I want to happen or something that I want to envision.
Yeah.
And I for me, that was very hard to switch from, I'm just going to write about my feelings and here's what happened today and I had a great experience, and to force myself to journal and write, not force myself, but to really push myself to journal and write about what do I want tomorrow to be? What's a 10 going to look like tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And it's helped me changed, but it was very, that's been the most challenging part of this journey for me, was to journal consistently and to do it effectively.
For me. And yet you said it was one of the most powerful.
Well, we grow through pain, right? So it's the things that are the most difficult that are probably going to yield us the best growth.
Yeah.
So it's easy to sit in and listen to your podcast or to the, you know, the weekly challenges and, mm-hmm. and to listen to the 2-minute thing, but it's the ones that require action. Mm. And of all the things that this program has, the one thing that is a consistent action that you expect from me as part of this group of 12 weeks is that you expect me to journal every day.
Yeah.
What other actions I choose to do to improve my health or my finances, those are on me, right? Yeah. I pick what I want to do. I pick how much of it I want to do. But the one thing that I felt throughout that I paid and I'm in this program, and the one thing you're asking me to do every day mm-hmm. is to journal.
Yeah.
On top of the challenges and all that. And so, you know, I'm very, if you ask me, I'm going to do it because, you know, I paid and you said to do it. So that was, and unexpectedly so. I didn't expect that part to be hard because I love writing and, but it was where I've seen the most growth and learning.
Because
I was able to look back. I went out with my daughter yesterday and we went by Raising Cane's, which is a chain here. I'm in Ohio, and it's delicious, absolutely delicious fried chicken. And it's our favorite, and it's nowhere near where we live. We just happen to be in this area. And so we had it, mm-hmm. and it was delicious, and we shared the moment, and it was great. And I had the roughest time getting out of bed this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sluggish. And like, you would have thought I'd had, you know, 2 bottles of wine last night. And I was like, what's going on? And I'm struggling and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in this fog. And then I'm looking and I'm filling out the journal and it had opened to the page of the previous night and I went, mm-hmm. I get it.
That'll do it.
It, I mean, not that I would, you know, it was a wonderful moment and it's okay, but now it's helped me understand, you know, reactions to things because I'm writing them. So,
Well, I have been inspired by this conversation and by your determination and your willingness to do the work and to let go of the story of the past so you can recreate a new one. And I know that everybody who hears this will also be inspired. So thank you. Seriously, I never take for granted, and I feel so deeply appreciative of any time someone is willing to share such a personal journey with me and with the world. So congratulations. I cannot wait to see where you go from here. And thank you for being open to sharing it.
No, and thank you for the impact, again, not just on myself, but my relationships, especially with my daughter, big difference. EB is a phrase we use in our house now. And so it's, you know, I think this is, one of the wonderful things about this, that it's not really a diet program. It really is about you and having your best life, and that can take many forms.
Yeah.
And that was probably the biggest return I had is how much it's impacted other parts of my life that I didn't expect it to.
That fires me up so much. And the perspective that she shared of amortizing an investment over the rest of your life was a game changer for me, because I need to think about it that way when I'm working with my own coach, right? I look at maybe what changes and what improvements I make over that period, but truly, she's 100% right. When we invest in ourselves, it's for the rest of our lives. So that was a nugget, one of many that I took away from this, and I'm always so grateful to learn from all of you, from your comments on social media, from your emails, and of course, when we work together closely in a coach-client kind of relationship. If you want to learn more about the 12 Weeks to Transformation, if you want to grab your spot, registration does close in just 3 short days, last one of the year, and I don't know what 2020 will bring because, you know, I'm having a baby and don't have a schedule mapped out for my work-life balance once baby arrives, but you can go to primalpotential.com/launch. Primalpotential.com/launch. That's how you can grab your spot in the fall 12 weeks to transformation. And I'll say this too. If you've worked with me before, there is special pricing and a special link for returning clients for people who have already been through a 12-week group with me and they want to go into the veterans group. Shoot me an email and I can get you that info ASAP. Make it a great day, and I really hope I get to work with you closely this fall. Take care.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.